It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, Tom Martin continues his conversation with David Hunt, co-founder of Cainthus, an Irish firm focused on digitizing agriculture. Hunt was attending the 33rd annual Alltech Ideas Conference in downtown Lexington, his seventh year at the event. The conference featured an opportunity for 10 late-stage startups selected from a field of 183 worldwide to pitch to investors.
Let's talk about that Pierce Lines Accelerator that I mentioned a few minutes ago and what that event within an event basically is what it is, what that brings to a city like Lexington.
One thing in particular that it brings is there are a tremendous amount of investors and venture capitalists visiting the city to see all those startups. They have so much money, and the only reason they are here is to see ag tech startups at the Pierce Lines Accelerator. And as you said, there are people in Lexington who aren't even aware that this event is on and this amount of money is coming into town. And equally, if it wasn't just Alltech marketing this event, if it was everyone in this area who benefits from it marketing it, if how many more people would be here with more money? And, you know, I even just had dinner in a restaurant there, and our service took forever because they were understaffed. And I was sort of like, they knew the conference was on. They knew how busy everything was going to be. There should have been extra jobs for somebody this week. So again, that's just a further indication that why aren't the city doing more to make the best of the opportunity that is presented by having a genuinely world-class event that draws billions of dollars of potential investment to a concentrated area for a concentrated time.
Well, we'll see how that message resonates. I mentioned that you sit on the Exponential Advisory Board of Singularity University.
Yeah. I'm actually on the faculty as well.
Okay. Founded by Peter Diamandis, who's one of the keynote speakers this year, and Ray Kurzweil, with the express purpose of educating people about the impact of exponentially improving technologies. And we've heard a lot about that exponential aspect here. Has this vision found its way into agriculture?
It's just starting to. So one of the interesting things about agriculture as an industry is it has been generally reluctant to adopt new technologies that are proven in other areas. And while historically that has been a bad thing, what it's actually created now is some of these new technologies are so proven and advanced that their ability to transition into agriculture with lower risk is quite large. So when you ask me, are these exponential technologies starting to come into agriculture? Well, yes, in a big way they are.
What would you say is hot these days in the world of agri investments?
Biotech is probably the hottest space at the moment. So microbial solutions, like what Alltech do with their soil set and their crop science division. There's been a lot of money invested there recently. A company called Indigo Ag raised $100 million in a finance round, specifically to create natural microbial solutions for agriculture. Biofermentation is also very popular. I'm using that as a bit of a catch-all term. Like biofermentation, I'm using it to mean it could be algae, it could be synthetic meat, it could be synthetic milk. Those areas are getting a lot of investment at the moment. The type of thing that I'm doing, artificial intelligence applications to agriculture, that is also getting quite a degree of investment.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions online at dxaudio.com.